This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hello, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're told, and I apologize, I still have to really unpack my studio. So it's a little bit of a mess. Still got boxes, so we're getting there. It's a new studio. Yay! So we've been told that we're going to be heading to another toilet paper shortage. Now, it's not for the reasons that you think. Apparently, we have a shipping container shortage that is going to mess up transport as well as what's going on in the Suez Canal. Remember we told you there was a ship like the size of a building? I think it's like 1,300 feet long. It's like this huge. Major building. You can see it on satellite that's blocking the Suez Canal. I don't know how it got stuck. They said the winds. Right, if it's a 1,300-foot boat, was it 1,300? Maybe even longer. I don't know, but it's a huge boat. Anyway, that boat got stuck in the Suez Canal. And so they're still trying to work to, I believe, move it. Kind of like in that Austin Powers movie where he got stuck in his little, his little cart. He's trying to back up. Or any of us, when we parallel park, we have an issue. So apparently what's been happening is we have a shipping container crisis. And we also have issues with shipping. And the Suez Canal blockage just kind of made it worse. It was like the icing on the cake. Now, I believe we have too much of a dependency on toilet paper. I think there's an obsession with wiping ourselves super, super clean. Now, mind you can't leave sediment on because that could irritate. But I think our obsession should be trying to have clean breaks. We've talked about clean breaks. The big mistake people have is they don't drink enough fluid. They don't eat enough fiber. So they're very, very constipated. They eat a lot of cheese. They have a bad diet. Their poop is gummy. So then when it does come out, it's a mess. And they have to use a half a roll of toilet paper. Well, if there's going to be a toilet paper shortage, and maybe it also depends on trees and, if we are trying to shift a lot of the products and paper products to mask use and mask making and masks sell for higher pricing than toilet paper, I'm not surprised that we're going to see a toilet paper shortage. There's probably other aspects to this as well that we haven't even thought of. So toilet paper, I think you need wood pulp, and they believe that some manufacturers are also running out of wood pulp. Wood. Now, don't get wood and use that. I know people will use bark and leaves. I tried to use a leaf once. It's not very absorbent. It's not. It might be good for poop, but not really good for pee. So you kind of, want to know that it's, dry and clean. And maybe we might need diapers later. We might need to go that route. So how much do people spend on toilet paper a year? So I heard that the average is $182 a year. I don't see how that is still holding true during the pandemic. I'm right now on the Amazon site. For 18 mega rolls, you're already at $26. So 18 rolls in my family would probably last 3 months. So 26 to, oh, no, no. Well, maybe we're under that. Okay, maybe not bad. Charmin, 24 rolls at $31. I'm seeing some pretty interesting prices. Maybe prices are going down. But, in America, we always kind of lag behind, like with the COVID pandemic. Other countries are locking down, and we've been like, woohoo, we're good. So maybe it isn't that bad. But I've never had to spend over $20 for a case of toilet paper. It was always cheaper than that. So I'm noticing the prices go up. But I've been asked about bidets. Should we do a bidet? So a bidet, I don't know if a bidet is going to save you that much money, because it could cost anywhere from a few hundred to $2,500 to install. If you don't have the plumbing, you need to install that. But if you do have the plumbing, bidets, or I trained under a Dr. Smith in Boulder City, and he had, it wasn't called Binky, he has a bidet that where you could just add it to your toilet and it would clean you. I have to think of what that was. And he kind of designed so that you could just add it to the toilet. So that might be a cheaper route. The problem with that is I believe that these bidets, you know, it's splashing around bacteria. I mean, I'm assuming you have to kind of be in a position where it's not going to splash, and you can't watch, okay? I mean, you got to kind of look away, right? Because if you're looking down, things kind of will splatter all over. And I don't know if, you know, because I think what really needs to happen is you need to dry the area. You know, the reason why we have skin breakdown is moisture. So maybe what you need to do is have a towel. Maybe you have a cool, damp towel that you use, and then you wash it. And you have, I don't know, if we really are going to be facing a toilet paper shortage and prices are going to go up and we can't get these ships through the Suez Canal and they can't deliver, you know, our paper well, I don't want people panicking and I don't want there to be this, you know, black market of, you know, toilet paper that you don't even know is clean. But, you know, with bidets, there was a study in 2010 that said it aggravated vaginal microflora. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I was taught that you never want to make a vagina aggravated, okay? It's just not happy. And so I've been very nice to mine. I'm like, you know, is everything okay today? Yeah. Do you have everything you need? Yeah, I do. Buy some bigger underwear. Quit trying to fit to something you used to wear in high school. Okay, I will. Sorry. You know. So you want to keep the vagina happy. And so if there is this flora, remember, vaginas have to be hostile in order to keep bugs away from the uterus and the fetus and all that. So there has to be bacteria there that fight off other, you know, other pathogens. So the bidet they found is flushing that away. And so women's vaginas have to have microflora. So I don't know if gynecologists are big fans of that. I'll have to interview a gynecologist and ask what she thinks. And they say habitual use of that could be a problem. And then another thing they say is sometimes with bidets, if you don't have the toilet paper, you still need to wipe the butt. So what, you're using your hands? You know, people like, I guess, splash the water up in there. I've never used a bidet for that reason. We were in Europe once, and there was a bidet, and it scared me because the water was really cold. And I'm like, what's it spraying in there, you know? And I'm like trying to clench so nothing can go up in there. So it wasn't easy. So anyway, they're saying there's a toilet paper shortage coming. Please don't all race to Costco. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the U.S. has hit a milestone of having over 30 million coronavirus infections. 30 million. Which is about a tenth, maybe tenth of an 11th of our population. That means one out of every 10 of us got infected with COVID. I think it's higher, to be honest, but a lot of us didn't get tested. But hitting the 30 million mark, we're actually, according to Worldometers, we're at 30,715,000. And I think the case count is going to go up. A friend of mine, they are planning a trip. Apparently there's been some real, you know, inexpensive tickets to Hawaii. I wanted to go, and I didn't because you had to test for COVID before you go. And even though I've been vaccinated, I just don't trust, you know, me being able to trigger the, you know, what if I trigger the test positive? Not because the vaccine won't do that, but what if I've been exposed because of patients or whatever, and then the test is positive, I won't be able to come back home or go. And that, and what do we do with the rest of the family who has to go back to school, who has to go back to work? So, you know, unfortunately, we have to kind of curb, you know, having sick people go on a plane or and spread it to others. But the practicality of it is very confusing for some, because some people that are vaccinated are still positive for COVID. Well, because you could still carry it and you could still spread it. So we're at the point now where we're steady in terms of our hospitalizations. Remember I said about a couple weeks ago we were at 12,000 people in the hospital. Then the numbers are about 9,000, and we've been staying steady at the 8,600 range, ranging anywhere from 8,600 to 8,606 to 8,623. So we still have people hospitalized. We've had about another 126 deaths in the last 24 hours, about 11,000 new cases. Brazil's numbers are still high. India has had another 58,000 cases. They have about 9,000 people in the hospital, but remember, they have four times the population. Russia has had about another 9,000 cases, 393 deaths. Italy, 23,000 cases, 460 deaths. Germany, 9,200 cases, 70 deaths. Germany had reversed their plan to lock down. In fact, Angela Merkel, German Chancellor, apologized repeatedly, saying it was a mistake because people were angry that another lockdown was going to happen during Easter. Businesses shut down. So people are fighting back a little bit. And I think they're fighting back because they're not convinced that these lockdowns are really preventing the waves. You know, we're trying to reopen now in America. There's another wave coming. We're seeing cases in Ely. I think Ely is in Minnesota. We're also seeing St. Louis. In Ely, Minnesota. St. Louis County public health leaders say there's a recent spike in COVID cases. It might be Ely. In Nevada, we call it Ely, so it might be called Ely, Minnesota. I hope I'm getting it right. Anyway, according to a county spokesperson, last week there's been 33 confirmed cases in Ely, which is 15% of the total cases for the entire county. So that's, I know it doesn't sound like a lot of, you know, high numbers, but it's a sign that there are spikes. In fact, I believe Michigan has been seeing some unfortunate spikes. And I think they've isolated the strain to be the UK B117. I'll have to double check that. But we're told that not only is there a spike in cases, but they're having hospitalizations. And that's where we start to panic. Again, you could tell me that caseloads are up because people are testing to go on spring break or they're testing to go back to work. But you'd start telling me that the hospitalizations are rising, now we worry. So 7-day averages concerning hospitalizations across the country holding tight at the 8,600 mark, but health officials in Michigan are seeing a, quote, alarming rise. In the first 3 weeks of March, officials tallied a 633% increase in hospitalizations among adults aged 30 to 39 and an increase of 800,000 among those aged 40 to 49. And many of them are, I think all of them are unvaccinated. So Gary Roth, Dr. Gary Roth, DO, Michigan, Health and Hospital Association medical officer said Michigan is making progress at ultimately defeating the COVID-19 pandemic through increasing vaccination rates, but the war is not over yet. Now is not the time to let our guard down and risk contracting COVID-19 with more contagious variants emerging and vaccines becoming widely available. So the state did open up vaccine eligibility to adults age 50 on up, as well as those who are 16 who have disabilities and other medical conditions. Again, Pfizer is the only vaccine that you can give to 16 and 17-year-olds. The Johnson & Johnson and Moderna can be given if you're 18 on up. They say caregivers and guardians of those age 16 on up who are vulnerable can also get the vaccine. By April 5th, all adults should be able to get the vaccine. That's also going to happen not only in Michigan, but in Nevada. Everybody by April 5th should be able to get the vaccine. So they're still recommending masks, washing hands, avoiding crowds, etc. But this unfortunate wave and unfortunate rise is telling us a few different things. Right? And we have to make sure that there is not a misinterpretation by public officials. All right, I have seen the case count rise despite states still being locked down. Michigan still has rules in place. That's not Texas. That's not Florida. Now, of course, Florida, we're going to see rises in cases because we saw the parties. You know, we saw the spring break revelries. I'm not shocked. That's not anything that I think we would have been shocked to see. You have people hanging out, you're going to see some spikes. But when I see cases rise in states that are still pretty restrictive with their lockdowns, that tells us that this is a virus that is beyond controlling in terms of that level. Illinois had another 34 deaths, 2,100 cases. Pennsylvania, another 37 deaths, 3,000 cases. Arizona, 32. With 138 cases, some of you have asked about migrants coming in and their COVID status. We're hearing very little. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for some reports coming out saying 100 people with COVID were, you know, allowed out, and we wouldn't know much, you know, and people unfortunately will extrapolate that everybody's coming in having COVID, but having 14,000 migrant children in facilities along the border, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, some of them have COVID. That's a huge population set. Virginia is still grappling with cases. Alabama, Louisiana, Maryland, Iowa, Mississippi, West Virginia had another 433 cases. West Virginia has been, though, pretty much, showing some pretty good control based on, you know, their active case count and all that. But, you know, what it means is, look, this is a virus. Viruses are going to persist. Viruses are going to, you know, figure out how to get around some of our face coverings, which are kind of useless. We have Fauci wearing two masks. I've been asked multiple times, do we need to double mask with this next wave? I don't know. I mean, we've been masking up for a year, and we keep getting the waves. I have been wearing a mask outside and around other people this whole time. Now, I haven't gotten sick with COVID. I got my vaccine. But, I, you know, hopefully this fourth wave, and unfortunately we'll see it in the U.S., is going to be the last. If public officials want us to still have face coverings, I'll support it. Because in medicine, you support your public officials. I'm allowed to say, really, guys, I'm seeing what people are wearing. I don't think they're helping. But I'm still going to stick to my guns and say, guys, we really need N95 masks to be accessible to people that are at higher risk. When I'm hearing people are ending up in the hospital, we could, you know, have all the conspiracy theories in the world that we want. When a virus is putting somebody in a hospital, you do want to protect populations, vulnerable populations. And we're still having trouble figuring out which the rhyme or reason as to who's going to the hospital and who's not. They thought maybe it's blood types. Type O might do better and type A might be the ones ending up in the hospital. It's been over a year, year and a half. I think we need to figure it out. I think China needs to really be grilled and interrogated on what the heck has been going on. And I think China has a lot more data than they've been letting on. I still think it was some accident that happened summer of 2019, by the time so many people got sick and they realized they can't control it, and whistleblowers are like, guys, there's something going on. By then, the world had to be notified. And you saw some whistleblowers weren't around anymore to be able to tell their side of the story. So, you know, I think we really need to grill those health experts in China going, what the heck do we have here and what happened the summer of 2019? So we could figure out what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting the White House over the ongoing border crisis.
CBP is tracking the largest surge in migrant apprehensions in 20 years.
The Kentucky Republican saying the crisis on the southern border continues to escalate. The suspect in the attack on a Boulder grocery store is making his first appearance in court. Judge Thomas Mulvihill giving the defense more time to prepare its case.
I'll authorize that status conference to be set in about 60 to 90 days. I understand the concerns that you have, Mr. Doherty, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the defense has ample opportunity to prepare to move forward.
The suspect is being held without bond and is charged with killing 10 people at the King Supers grocery store on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A drug maker is releasing more data regarding their COVID-19 vaccine.
AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau.
The federal government says 127 million coronavirus stimulus checks have gone out. The latest batch included roughly 37 million direct payments totaling almost $83 billion. The Treasury Department saying more checks will be issued in the coming weeks, mostly via direct deposit. The $1,400 stimulus payments also being distributed via paper checks or prepaid debit cards, although the Treasury Department saying those will take a bit longer to process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm having trouble getting the audio. I'm having some audio of the press conference coming in, but it doesn't sound like he's been taking questions yet. I believe the president is currently talking about some of the reforms that he's made. So we'll keep you posted if there's anything that's, you know, newsworthy. But I still want to get your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my listeners that wants to be anonymous wants me to discuss how old is too old in having children. He's considering having children, and he's 48 years old. That's a good question. You know, many people have not had children young, and, you know, the olden days, you would be basically teenagers. Right? Caveman days, as soon as puberty hit, you'd be fathering kids when you were 13, 14, 15, you know, kids getting their periods, girls getting their periods anywhere between 11 and 13 years old. It wasn't that uncommon in very ancient days for young girls to be pregnant. Then we started going to school. We started waiting till after high school. We started waiting till after college. We started waiting for our degrees. And me, I didn't get pregnant on purpose. I didn't get pregnant till I was 28. I got married when I was 26, then got pregnant when I was 20. Was I 28? And then I had the second baby when I was 30. So you could get pregnant, but then you could have the baby. Maybe I got pregnant when I was 27, right before I turned 28. But anyway, and that's a little older for a woman, but it's not dangerous time. You know, we get a little bit concerned when a woman is over 35, then we call her advanced maternal age, and risk to the baby could come. But what about the dads? So George Clooney, for example, he was 50, or in his 50s, when he started having kids. I don't know how old exactly he was, but he got married to his wife, Amal. Is it Amal? I forget his wife's name. He's now like 59 years old, but I think he was in his mid-50s before he started having his family. And, yeah, Amal, very good. They had twins in 2014, Alexander and Ella. Oh, no, they had, oh, yeah, he got married in 2014, then had twins in 2017. So he was in his mid to late 50s. And what are the risks to a male? Well, didn't Charlie Chaplin have kids well until his 90s? So if the sperm works, you know, you can father a kid, as opposed to with females, at some point we can't ovulate anymore and we can't get pregnant, although we have seen women get pregnant into their 50s. I believe there was one case of a woman in her 60s that still ovulated. But there are issues that the babies could have, even with older fathers. And we have found that the risk of autism to increase in those who are older. Now, we don't really know what the pathogenesis is, or is it because the sperm change? Is it because of the environment of the woman's uterus? You know, many women, when they're older, they have fibroids. And I noticed that many of my patients who had kids with autism had fibroids. Or children with autism, like, you know, spectrum, along the spectrum. Maybe it's because, you know, the fibroid is pushing against, you know, their brain, or they're not able to develop as easily as others. However, we are still identifying what autism does to a child and what it entails, because these children with autism are some of the smartest children out there. Children with Asperger's and autism can just crush children without autism and Asperger's in terms of tests, in terms of IQ, in terms of mentality. So there's social challenges that some children with autism might have, or Asperger's. There's been some discussion of some children with Asperger's may not be as athletically inclined. Some might seem more clumsy, which is why I recommend some of my patients who have kids with Asperger's or autism to learn some self-defense and maybe martial arts and balance sort of sports, as opposed to, you know, maybe playing football. Right? So there's a lot of, you know, different, there's some pros and cons, you know, when it comes to, you know, children of older parents. You know, I noticed, I come from a family where I think my mom, okay, if I do the math, she had me when she was 25, 26. Yeah, she had me when she was 26 years old. And so she and I didn't get along that well. She didn't like my music. I loved her music from the 50s. I loved the 50s. But she wasn't that up into the 80s. And I felt there was a huge generation gap between baby boomers and Gen X's. And then my kids, though, I like their music. I like a lot of their music. I like a lot of their humor. I like their movies. Now, maybe it's because I have boys. You know, but I'm noticing I'm relating a little bit more to my kids, and they're Gen Zs. It's still two generations apart. You have the traditionalists, you have the baby boomers, you have the Gen Xs, you have the Gen Ys, which were the millennials, you have the Gen Zs, and then you have the Generation Alpha, who might be called Generation COVID, which I don't think they're going to like. But Generation Alpha was just kind of a name to hold over, tie over. And so a concern I have is, even though there can be medical, biological issues that happen when there's advanced age when it comes to ovulation and sperm health, you know, and ability to be fertile and the environment that the, you know, within the uterus, I do think there's a lot of psychosocial issues at play. So when my mom had me, I was her second child. I had a sister who was 6 years older, so I believe my mom had her when she was 19, then me, then my brother 4 years later. But then 15 and a half years after I was born, they had another child. Now, that child, luckily, you know, didn't get the beatings. That, you know, didn't get the, that child, because my parents were older and into their 40s, they didn't chase him around the house with the belt. They were kinder, but they also were a lot more panicked, and they were a lot more protective. And they didn't want him in daycare. They didn't want him in, I was in preschool. I was in, you know, but no, they protected him more. Well, he's more delicate. And so sometimes older parents might go for the less hassle. And so sometimes these kids might be more in daycare. Sometimes they may not be. They might be over-babied. I also noticed that there was a huge generation gap. And in terms of exercise and activity, he didn't learn to ride a bike as quickly as me and my brother and sister did. You know, Dad was in his 20s, so he got out there and got us to learn how to ride a bike. Well, when my parents were older with the younger one, and then their 40s and then 50s, they're like, you know, I don't want you falling. I don't want to have to take you to the emergency room like we had to do your brothers and sisters. Do you really need to learn how to, you know, bike? So I noticed that there were definitely some changes with my parents being older with a child. Now, he did eventually learn how to ride a bike, and he did eventually learn how to do things, but it wasn't at the same speed as we did when we were kids. So I would caution anybody who's older to still make sure you, or maybe, you know, an uncle, you know, or you have somebody that's still doing some of the activities that these kids need, like taking them camping, teaching them how to, you know, do, like, you know, have a campfire and teach them about nature, teach them how to fish, teach them how to ride a bike, teach them how to properly climb, teach them how to fix things in the house, teach them how to cook, teach them how. These kids need to have active childhoods. And I'm not saying they have to have the same childhood that I had growing up or other kids growing up. Lord have mercy, we definitely don't want the beatings anymore. Those are now out. Those have been canceled. The beatings have been canceled. But older parents might raise them differently. And I don't know what sort of studies we have on if older children or children of older parents kind of receive the same type of childhood that a lot of us did. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I want a new job.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back with Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So underway right now is Biden holding his first press conference. I just listened to a little bit. He seems like such a nice guy. He really does. This is so hard for me to discuss because he's a nice guy. He seems like a nice guy, and he seems like he's trying. And when you're in medicine, you put politics aside, and you really admire people who are your senior and how they
approach age. I don't know if you guys watch older people. I watched Ronald Reagan with awe. I watched the Bushes. I watched Clinton. I watched Trump. I watched Biden with a different filter because I look at people who are... I've seen so many people who were older that have lost respect, have been marginalized, blamed for our Social Security crisis, Medicare crisis, and unfortunately, older people and seniors get thrown by the, by the wayside just because it seems to be all about the youth. That's who we're marketing to, and so when you see people of power that are older, you admire them for being able to still mount that respect, reach that level. I know Trump didn't receive a lot of respect. Biden, they're being a lot more respectful in this conference. But I do hand it to anybody who's a senior that can reach the levels that they have in their career or even politically. That being said, I think people are going to call it if they think that somebody isn't fit. Now, I'm looking at Joe Biden. Seems like a really, really nice guy. Seems to be flustered a little bit. I don't know if he made a joke. When I had turned on the conference, he had said something to the effect of, I've been in Congress for 120 years. I think he's been for 47 years. Now, maybe he meant to say 120 as a joke. I don't know. He says a lot, but I say a lot. A lot of us in broadcasting do. We say that when we pause and we feel like we don't want there to be silence, we'll kind of draw the, some of us do that. They're fillers that we've somehow learned how to speak, how to interject in terms of our vernacular if we think that there's a pause. And it appears he pauses because he has a very well demarcated, delineated list of who he calls on and when he calls on them for this press conference. So it's not going to be where Trump was in a room with a bunch of people saying, no, you said this, getting hit. It's very calm, very relaxed atmosphere. And he has a list, and he's brought up a couple lists, and it looks like they're organizing him pretty well. It's not, I don't think, eliciting the type of confidence we need when foreign powers are watching him. He seems like a nice guy, and he seems like he's trying to explain things well. But I think we need a much bolder presence behind that podium. And we're not seeing that. Now, I'm not saying we don't need somebody, overly bold. I mean, we want there to be control, but I am concerned when I watch Joe Biden, and again, I'm doing it with utmost empathy and respect. I do worry that he just does not elicit that leadership quality. Yet, he might. And I'm a little nervous because I feel like if they have to have a press conference this controlled in order for him to be perceived as a strong leader of one of the most formidable countries in the world, and they don't want curveballs thrown at him. Leadership is all about curveballs. You need to be able to be thrown a curveball and know how to move to the right, left, however you need to move forward. I caught a little bit on the filibuster. Looks like he's not a fan of filibusters because people would talk until they collapse. People would have to use urinary catheters, I guess, because they wanted to sit there and talk and pee and all that. So he's not a fan of filibusters. So he's going to be probably leaning towards that. And I don't see how the Democrats are going to be very open to allowing the 60-senator rule. That was kind of put in place to protect a very, very minor majority from making moves. The Senate's 50-50 right now. So it'll be interesting to see how that progresses. So we'll keep you posted if we get any more bits of the press conference. But seniors have a tough
have a tough reputation right now. And I look at seniors as being the most shrewd. My father-in-law's in town, one of the smartest men I know. My father, very, very smart. Might not have agreed with his emotional outburst, but he was still a smart man. Still love him. My father-in-law, very calm, cool, collected, mentation there. And I go to him for advice. You know, we go to these, we go to them for advice. They've had experience. They've seen history repeat itself. They've had, and I don't know, I just get the feeling with Joe Biden that he's not as in charge as they want us to believe. And that makes me nervous, because then who is in charge? And if there is a curveball, you know, when it comes to like what we're seeing with the migrants, with our COVID protocols, with our travel, with China, with North Korea, we want to have a you don't mess with us sort of attitude. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever dealt with bullies, but bullies would prey on the weak. And those who have been big fans of Trump felt that Trump scared some of these other countries into not messing with us. You can believe it or not, but right now I think people see that there's an opportunity, which is why drug cartels are taking advantage of the border. We're having migrants cross to you know, thousands and thousands of people now coming to the border. Foster homes in California are being asked to take on kids and pick whether they could take a couple kids, 10 kids, 26 plus. If they have facilities where they could take 26 plus, there's a crisis right now where people need to find places for these teenagers and kids that have come across the border. We are very, I don't want to use the term weak, but vulnerable right now. And I think the kids have been used as a distraction so people in other parts of the border can keep breaking through. I mean, if we have all our border patrol being at these places in the wall where there's been a lapse in its construction, then who's watching some of these other areas? And they've already found the wall to be broken into and then put back. So anybody looking at the wall can't see that it's been severed. And so at night, people know where to go. They know exactly how to open up that part of the gate, get through when nobody's looking. So we you know, it's there's decoys. We're being played, unfortunately. And mind you, people are trying to flee their home, their conditions they're in, COVID. But here we are trying to battle off a fourth wave, trying to do the best we can, making businesses close down, making churches still be limited in how many people they can include for prayer this coming Easter, wearing masks, all these other mandates, kids still not back in school. Yet we're very haphazardly not controlling our border and infectious disease that could come through the border. You know, one of the reasons why when we travel, we get quote-unquote Montezuma's revenge or traveler's diarrhea is because our body's not used to that microbiome. We get, or that you know, those you know, the bacteria, the water, etc. And so when you kind of have your own space, your body learns to live within those bugs. And the more you open up, one of the reasons why I think in Vegas we're a lot more resistant is because we're around so many travelers, because they bring other bugs in. Unfortunately, there could be some like the coronavirus that are very consuming. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.